Well, smart cities. Let's talk about how clever things are going to be in the future.
Yeah, we will do. We're going to look at this in a little bit more time, a little bit more detail in a few minutes' time. But okay. Dubai today coming out with ambitious plans to be, get this, the smartest city in the world in 3 years' time.
Right.
And it's not, smart city is not like internet city or media city. It is not a few square kilometres in a bit of Dubai. This is the entire city of Dubai that will be smart. It will be intelligent. Raises a whole bunch of questions. What do we mean by smart city and how are we going to achieve it? As I say, we'll look at it in a bit more detail shortly. But essentially, it's about big data. It's about being intelligent. It's not just about having the latest and greatest technology, but it's using it in ways that can make the roads run more smoothly because you're analysing the traffic flow. It is about having the water system work more efficiently because you know where the water leaks are. It's about having electricity used more efficiently because rooms and buildings intuitively know whether they're full. And if they're full, you turn on the air conditioning, and if they're empty, you turn it off. It's this kind of stuff. So it's not just about technology and Wi-Fi. That's part of it. But it's about how you use that to make the city work more efficiently. As I say, more on this a little bit later on. First of all, though, very quickly, let's just whet our appetite. This is Guru Banavar. Okay, who's he? He's not in Dubai. He works for IBM, the big global organization, which is one of the pioneers of the smart city concept. And this is him talking about smart cities in India, and in particular the issue of water, because the concept smart city is a little bit abstract. It's probably best understood with specific examples, and here Guru Banavar of IBM gives one from India.
For example, if you look at water in a city, today we have more than 50% of water that is lost or stolen because of leakages and because of no accountability system. As a result of that, we see sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars being wasted from or lost from our government revenues. It's quite possible these days to instrument or put sensors in our water network to be able to track where water is leaking and where water is not being paid for. That can be a big source of revenue for governments.
That's Guru Banavar talking about India, and he says smart cities means different things to different places. India, for example, is a country where actually you just need to build a lot more hard infrastructure, and you have to make it intelligent and smart, but really you need to build new stuff, as opposed to a mature city like New York, where the infrastructure is already there. It's about using it more efficiently. So, for example, when it comes to highway lanes, we could reconfigure highway lanes, he says, based on traffic flow and control the flow better with traffic signs. We could anticipate congestion and then encourage people to take alternative routes, providing them with information. Crime as well. You can spot where crime is. You can see patterns in where crime happens, how crime happens. He said it's not Minority Report. It's not science fiction, but it is scientific analysis of where and when crimes have been committed in the past. Combine that with data on current conditions, climatic, whatever it may be, and then you can try to anticipate things. And that's what smart cities mean. We're going to hear very shortly from a really smart guy, Farhad Haneb. Now, he is in Dubai, one of the guys who's pioneering this. Specifically, he's the project executive director of Dubai Design District,
right,
which is one of the new zones in Dubai. It's going to be opening next year, and that's going to be one of the pioneers because it's new. But as I say, it's not about a certain bit of real estate. It's about the whole city, but Dubai Design District is going to be pioneering that, and we'll hear from Farhad Haneb. We've been talking to him earlier on today.
Deep dive. There you go.
Very good. Smart cities and maybe even smart radio presenters.
Maybe
but it
not.
Is an interesting, and it's a big issue because Dubai today, and you had so many bits of Dubai's community coming together today to say, yes, we're behind this. We want to be one of the smartest cities in the world within 3 years. Now, what do we mean by smart cities? I mean, in some ways, it's a fairly nebulous concept. Going to get the thoughts now of one of the guys who's really spearheading this initiative for Dubai. And it's not one person or one organization, but this guy is front and center. He's Farhad Haneb. He's project executive director at Dubai Design District.